to the cash consideration. CC in 20. I'm Dave at Sports BK and C. He's Dan at Newbie Talks on the Twitter. The show at Cash Consid Show on the socials. That's where we're at. How you can get us, email sportsbkconsig@gmail.com. CONSIG. If it's coming back, error message, it's on you, because that's my email. And at Newbie Talks is newbietalks@gmail.com. We got emails to respond to, news. We got situations to discuss for tonight. We recapped last night. Just for the people, real quick, how you feeling? What's up this afternoon? You good, bro?
I'm doing amazing. I'm doing beautiful. I'm ready to rock. It's a lovely day here in the South Bay. And Dave, for those listening in, they're like, fuck, like Newbie didn't give us a lacrosse play yesterday. Hopefully you're getting to it quick enough here. Hopefully we have it up for you. But if not, yeah, you go to my Twitter, at Newbie Talks, and I always drop them. Potentially, we try to keep them off X. We try to keep them off X. But I'll tell them at the top, if you can get to it, over 25 in Georgetown and High Point. That goes tonight.
When's the game?
That goes, I think it might be at 6 Eastern. So I don't
know. Today?
People got to get to it quick.
They got to get to it fast.
Yes, that's why I wanted to drop it at the top. So
that's good. Get it out early. Yeah. Listen, quick. I just finished Bostonia versus the Book. Did you hear about the guy that got stung in the nuts by a scorpion?
Oh, at the Venetian.
At the Venetian.
That'll happen to you, man. That'll happen. But now I know if I want to get a free comped room, just bring a bag of scorpions around. You know, I'm not afraid.
Have you ever seen a scorpion in person?
I haven't. They're probably terrifying looking.
They're a little, it's a little alarming because sometimes them little ones, but the, you know.
They look like little badass spiders probably.
And they move quick. They're fast.
I don't like that. I'm not a big bug guy. I don't like bugs. There's not like I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm afraid of them. I just hate them. Like ever since I was a little kid, a fly around my face. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out.
Okay. That's true. I don't like bugs either. But guy got stung on his nuts by a scorpion, which resulted in swollen nuts, but he told everybody, so they must have just said, you know, we'll comp your room. Like, I don't know what you even, do you call the front desk and say, I just got stung on the nuts by a scorpion?
I mean, that would probably be your first course of action after you scream like, ah, you know, that would screaming subsides, and then you're like, where do I direct my call? You fucking pick up the phone. The directory isn't like, if you were just stung in the nuts by a scorpion, press 3. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have that button. That's not in the directory.
You're engaged now, so you have a fiance. I have a wife. We're working on 20 years this year. We'll be 20 years for us. Can you imagine, like, and you know Jess, I know Kayla, if it was us and we had to take a picture and say, hey, look what just happened to me. I got stung by a scorpion. Like, I don't know if Jess is the first person I text with this.
No. I think exactly. Like, she would just be like, I didn't consent to seeing this image. You know what I mean? Because, and that's the thing too, is like, if you had to take a photo to document it, like, let's be real, Dave, we can be candid and, you know, nuts aren't the most aesthetically pleasing thing when they're not stung by scorpions. You know what I mean? So like unpromptedly sending that photo, not ideal. Not ideal.
You know who I'd send it to? Yanitzi.
Oh, 1,000%. And I would say, guess what, Yanitzi, this looks like you before a visit to the free clinic is what I would say to Yanitzi.
That's so not right. The kid ain't even here to defend himself. He probably don't have a voice after his trip to the desert. And he got caught.
He probably looks like he got
stung
by a scorpion.
Nuts. Yeah. Oh, that's too good.
He caught a wild stray there. That was a wild stray.
That was a wild stray. But we had to talk ball, you know, because the kid says he knows ball. And I don't know if he does or not, but we got to talk with baseball first. Friend of the show, Palmetto Yinzer, he's been listening and he's been texting me these information items and different bets and things he made. Somebody steamed the Mets up to -210 today, which meant that the Yankees on the other side were +190 in a spring training baseball game.
What the fuck is happening?
What the fuck is going on? Now, the game's over, and the Mets ended up winning, so the steam won. 210, close, +190 on the Yankees. Might be the best price you get the Yankees in 2024. Doesn't make any sense at all, okay? That's number one. They, you got to really I don't know. You got to look at different things, futures, different items. We got a good email from someone.
Yep.
You have it handy right now?
Oh, of course I have it handy. Email? I'm the producer of the show, Dave. Of course. I have all of these things. I dot all my T's and cross all of my I's.
Yes.
I fucked that up. I just realized. But we had our man, Mr. Freeze, 3-2, reaching out to the show. Hey, thanks, Dan and Dave, for CC Every Day, my favorite show I listen to on Spotify. We can get us wherever you want. When I start my 11-hour work shift, the dude's a grinder. We appreciate you. The salt of the earth, our man. Mr. Freeze, 32. He says, the hardest time change, he's with me. Weast to east. Jesus
Weast
Christ.
Weast to east.
Weast to east. We were going east, SpongeBob. It's weast. West to east, losing that 3 hours. Brutal. Question time, MLB regular season win total. Better bet, Dave.
Okay.
Great question for you. Cubs over the 84.5 or the Cincinnati Reds over 83.5. He already has tickets on Orioles over 89.5 and the Royals over 74.5. So Cubs 84.5, Reds 83.5. He's all about the overs. So he thinks there's going to be a lot of teams winning. All four of his bets, he wants to bet overs.
Really started to dive into the baseball work this morning, and it's going to be the rest of this week and all the weekend and different things like that. Haven't done too much of the NL Central. Save it for last because it's the Pirates division. But first blush, I think it's the Reds.
I was just about to say Reds. That one was just buzzing in my head because I feel like they were a frisky dog throughout the season for me last year. And that's with not looking at anything. When I hear Reds, when I hear 83.5, that feels low to me.
That's the one. If the Brewers are going to take the step back in that division, the team that's going to take the step up is likely the Reds. And they got close last year. Can they make the playoffs? Absolutely. Can they win 90 games? Yes. Can they win 75 games? Yes. With the pitching staff, I think it's the lineup's not the problem. It's the pitching staff. So we'll see. They got a lot of questions. The Cubs signing Bellinger pushed that number up a little bit, and it makes perfect sense. It's a good conversation. The season win total stuff is it's all starting right now. The spring training is every day. The Dodgers and the Padres are going to start early before everyone else here before the end of March. So it's coming.
Well, just for what it's worth, you know, if you like historical data, the last time that they went over this number, they got close. They had 83 just a few years ago, but last time they went over it was just over a decade ago, 2013, 90 wins, the Cincinnati Reds. So Dave, if you're using the age old formula, that means that they are due. So the over is the bet, simply because they are due. Twitter that handicap.
Is actionable. Actionable. They are due. Value. Love it. All right, that's the baseball portion of the show, brought to you by Saks. The ballpark pouch underwear reinvented, designed to reduce friction. This 3D hammock-shaped pouch keeps your man parts in place. Features breathable mesh panels and non-chafing flat-out seams. They're fantastic. These Saks underwear, I'm actually on a mission to find more of them. I'm not even kidding. I wear them all the time.
Well, I'll tell you what. If the dude at the Venetian would have been wearing his Saks.
Might have protected his sack.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
The separation is in the preparation. And not the H. We're talking wearing your Saks. There you go.
Quickly with the hockey. All right. Florida's playing New Jersey. Florida's the best team in hockey. I don't know who needs to hear it, who wants to hear it, but I'm telling you right now, Florida is the best overall team in hockey. They beat the Rangers last night in New York, Madison Square Garden, 3-2.
Frauds.
Sorry, Ant. They're better than everybody, deeper than everybody. They're playing the Devils, who just fired their coach, and now the price is the same. Beware of this game sidewise.
A little fishy.
Total over.
A little fishy.
Total over. It can't be
like
the same number.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that over.
Over 6.5. Just play that. A lot of goals. 3-3. midway through the second period, 4-2, something like
what
that.
What are we looking at the What are we looking at the Devils team total? What's the team total sitting at that? 2.5 or 3.5?
Well, our friend Beating the Bookie's been tweeting it every day. Florida has not given up more than 2 goals in a game since like 2023.
Yeah, but they're going to
go back and look.
They're going to be looking ahead a little bit. You know what I mean? Oh, we're rolling. It's the Devils. If I don't know. I don't know.
It used to be when teams went to the New York City metro area and played the 3 teams, Rangers, Islanders, Devils, they usually only got 1 win and they had a tough week. People have been going there cleaning up this year. They lose to the Rangers, but they beat the Devils and the Islanders. It's been a nice little, you know, hang out, go to the city, maybe catch a show, whatever the hell else you people in New York City do. But catch 2 wins instead of 1. Mm. St. Louis is at the Islanders. St. Louis won in Philly last night. They're going to the Islanders to lose today.
Oh,
there's another little play for you. Columbus and Pittsburgh, beware, beware. There's no way in the world that the Penguins can be laying that gigantic price against Columbus, but that game's probably going over. Edmonton, Boston, complete coin flip. I don't know why Edmonton's favored at Boston other than that they were there last night. Boston was not. This is a back-to-back for Boston, who just beat Toronto, who is never going to beat the Bruins in the playoffs. Just, I hate to break it to you, Toronto people. I love you. I really do. You're in big trouble if they have to play in the playoffs. Chicago and Arizona, the ultimate dumpster dive of the day. Neubert. Arizona, look at their record. Chicago, look at their record. Then look at this line. It's minus 260-something.
Yep.
What the fuck? That's, what are we doing?
What the fuck are we doing is we're saying, what is up with that line? And we're just taking some Tums after you eat a nice dinner, home cooked, hopefully, and we're going over the 6. Over the 6.
The hockey guy knows.
Over
that
the 6.
That was the play.
Over
That's
the
exactly 6. That's exactly what I was going to say.
You have to.
Strange no notes. We show up, and this is really a joy to see Newbie every day, let alone talk to him. I hope you guys get as much out of listening to the two of us as we do. It's almost like Red and Andy at the end of Shawshank.
You're not wrong.
When we sign into this and I see him and he sees me, there's music playing in the background. It's some beach somewhere. And it's like, let's go fishing or let's go do the show in 20 minutes. That's what we're doing.
Not hard.
Absolute great call by you. Dallas is at San Jose and that number is minus 400 on the road. I have no idea what it's going to be at home someday when they play, but my God, I can't believe it's $4 on the road. Our friend Addison has been in auto. Stars, second period, over total, 18 in a row and 19 out of the last 20. Second period over. Put that out there for the people.
Bang.
All right, noobs, for the people, we got to go to the basketball.
Yeah.
All right. We saw the Lakers catch the Thunder yesterday on an overnight back-to-back, whatever, and win. Boston is coming off of a 50-point-plus win at home, the Golden State. They go to Cleveland tonight, 8 points on the road at Cleveland. Land or taken? What is your first thought there?
I mean, I want to say lay-in, but I just,
right?
You know, I just, I always, in these kind of sports, and especially in the NBA, it's so hard for me, unless you're talking a one basket lay-in it, I would rather just bet it in game. So, like, I want to say lay-in, but the principles of the tenets of which I bet by does not allow me to lay 8 before a game.
Can't do it.
Because if they it's go really down, hard. Why would I not just take the 3 when they're down by 15 and they end up winning by 25? You know what I mean? Like, that's just what I would rather do.
Well, Denver's playing Phoenix late, and that's a 7 o'clock Pacific start, 10 o'clock Eastern. And it's also 8. It's actually 8.5 in a couple places. Total's 224. The NBA has been on an under run. We've talked about it here. I've talked about it on Bostonian versus the Book. We talked about it on Sports Grid. It's all over the place. It's no secret. The games are going way under. Not even, like, close. Yesterday, the total 6 games went 3-3 to the closing total, under to over. Noobs, 9 games tonight. How many games go under? do you think? Just randomly just look at it. Five or six?
Yeah, and then you know what? I think the over finally has its night, and four games go over the total. Five games go over, excuse me.
Five games go over. Four. Okay.
So just a little 52% action right there.
Okay, that's good. Philly plays at Brooklyn. Brooklyn's favored. I don't even know what to do with that game. Maxey's out.
Yeah.
So yeah. Huge steam on Brooklyn.
And San everybody
is a Houston.
And everybody, because Maxey is out, they're going to look to see who scores points, who does what. Let people keep betting Buddy Hield up until game time, and then bet Buddy Hield points under. He hasn't scored more than 14 points in, I think, like six straight games, something like that. Just because Maxey's out, we want to bet is over? No. Let people keep betting it up, but at 14.5, it's still worth the under for Buddy Hield. So there's your basketball play from me. Buddy Hield under. Wait until before game time to do it, because people are going to say, oh, there's no Maxey. Who's going to score? It's going to be very popular to bet Tobias overs, this over, that over. Wait until you can swoop in Buddy Hield under 14.5 points.
Tremendous. All right, that's good. I love when I get a surprise one out of you like that, an individual player prop. The people love the player props.
They do.
Luka over everything tonight.
Always. At home always. Against that's an auto
or
bet.
At home against Indiana.
If anybody's making a case for a Luka under, you just pass. You don't bet Luka unders. It's either over or pass.
Over or pass. Over tonight. Triple-double, yes. Over points. The PRA is a big one for the kids. They like that. Luka, light them up. I like Luka a lot. I don't think he can win that MVP. It would be cool if he did, but I don't think he can. Quickly, with the college baskets, big game in a Big Ten tonight. Purdue, number one or number two in the country, at Illinois.
Stinky line there.
First time a dog, Newbert, all season long. They're two-point dogs at Illinois. What does that tell you as someone who appreciates college basketball, may not dabble in the market a lot, but has hung around and bullshit with me now every day right here on the CC20, but I listen to a lot of other experts and stuff. What does that tell you?
Also, we've given out one college basketball play from yours truly. It was the Marist Red Foxes. Don't let the folks forget it. We laid one. They won by 7 against Manhattan.
Damn right we did. That's right.
I can do it all, but that tells me, stinky line, you let the line lead the way. I'm laying it. I mean, what the fuck are we doing? You know what I mean? Like, you have to. You have to.
Yeah. That's see, the boy listens. Hopefully you all listen. You like it. I will be very surprised tonight if the Illini don't win. Does that mean they're going to win? Doesn't mean shit. All right? But it means that if there's a side to play, it's Illinois. Good luck if you got Purdue. Good luck if you got Purdue futures. This doesn't mean anything. Noobs, did you hear they're going to maybe expand the tournament to 78 teams?
No, if there's one thing in sports that's not broken, it's March Madness. Like, can we not? Like, there's plenty of things we need to fix. You know what I mean? Like, let's take the effort of expanding that, and let's fucking fix whatever happened in the postseason with college football. You know what I mean? Like, there's one event in sports that delivers every single time, and that's March Madness. We don't need to fix March Madness.
No matter who's in it.
It always.
It always no expansion. Delivers.
We already have the stupid play-in games. Forget it.
Right, yeah. They already tried to fuck it up with the two play-in games in Dayton, Ohio, which they make a big deal about. It's still not the first round, but they call it the first round, which confuses everybody. Don't be confused and don't fuck with March Madness. It's already good enough.
Yep.
That's it. That's the show. We're in and out, inside of 20 again. Hit the mark. He's Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks. I'm Dave Sherapin at Sports BK Consig. The show, thank you for emailing us. You can email either one of us. You got the addresses. Go back and listen on 1.5. In and out, less than 20. Choppa style out. Get us out of here.